I'm Bob Lennox, KEDM News. With election qualifying behind us, all eyes are turned towards November 4th. Political analyst Bernie Pinsonet sees several races destined for a runoff election in December. In the U.S. Senate race, Pinsonet says the picture is pretty clear.
Nobody's strong enough right now, neither Cassidy nor Landrieu, which are the two top candidates, have enough votes to push over the 50.1%. So we're looking at a runoff almost certainly right now.
Pinsonet says a December runoff between Democratic incumbent Mary Landrieu and Republican Bill Cassidy could determine control of the U.S. Senate. He says the waters are a little cloudy when it comes to the 6th congressional district race. Most pundits believe Edwin Edwards is a shoe-in for a December runoff. Pinsonet says beyond that, the race is really a toss-up.
We have three or four really well-funded candidates, and who makes it in the runoff with Edwin Edwards is the big question right now, and there's no poll showing that anyone is that dominant.
Pinsonet thinks the 5th congressional district election is wide open. He says incumbent Vance McAllister has lost a lot of his base in popularity due to the infamous kissing scandal earlier this year. Pinsonet says that, plus the fact that he has some well-funded challengers, makes this race difficult to call. Police arrested a non-compliant sex offender Friday at Lincoln Elementary School. 49-year-old Ernest Lee Morris was seen watching children outside before school let out by a concerned citizen. When police arrived, they realized that Morris had failed to register his address with the National Sex Offender Registry, which is a felony offense. Morris had previously been arrested and convicted for aggravated assault of a child in 2011. He was released in March 2014 after serving time for the offense. Other charges are pending for Morris following an investigation. Police Chief Quentin Holmes has ordered increased patrols near schools in light of the event. A state law requiring abortion doctors to have admitting privileges at a local hospital goes into effect next Monday, but the Center for Reproductive Rights has filed a lawsuit in federal court challenging the law. An attorney for the center, Julie Reichelman, says the courts have blocked similar laws around the country.
We filed this lawsuit because if it takes effect on September 1, it will either entirely eliminate or drastically restrict access to legal abortion in Louisiana.
But Louisiana Right to Life Executive Director Ben Clapper disagrees and says abortion doctors had enough time to get admitting privileges.
Therefore, they're taking the route of trying to stop this process through law instead of doing what is necessary to get admitting privileges at a local hospital.
Clapper says Louisiana has the right to close a loophole in the current law, which allows for abortion facilities to operate at a lower standard compared to other surgical facilities. State authorities plan to begin reducing the water level in Hardwater Lake in an attempt to control nuisance vegetation. The Department of Wildlife and Fisheries says the drawdown will begin September 2nd. The water level at the lake in Grand Parish will be lowered about 4 feet. The control gates will be closed no later than December 31st. Officials say normal rainfall should return the lake to customary levels in advance of the spring fish spawning season. The KEDM weather forecast. Mostly sunny skies during the afternoon today. A slight chance of an isolated shower later this afternoon. The high today in the mid-90s. A 30% chance of rain in the forecast this evening with the low in the mid-70s.